Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:58 on your time. It's a high of 27, currently 26. And it is snowing. It's snow on the ground. Winter advisory is in full effect. We're expecting 1 to 4 inches of snow in the town.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this beautiful, cold Monday?
Well, I'm feeling like ain't nobody finna work today because it's Cyber Monday and it's cold and the gambling is live in Missouri now.
Yes.
So, yeah, your money is finna be vacuumed away from your pockets today, D.
Yikes. Who want that? Well, yeah. we'll have a shot to get you qualified for a little something. Just tune in to find out what it is. Of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s and we'll be talking about Sierra and... We got to talk about our elders, respecting our elders. But it was Patti LaBelle hooting and hollering on that recent freestyle she did.
Oh, boy. We got Mayor Quinn Lucas on the show this morning talking all things KC. And your motivation is coming up in about 10 minutes. Right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and them throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Every now and then, you must respond immediately to unexpected events. Yet, when it's possible, a delayed response can be much more effective than an immediate response. The consequences of your actions are likely to stay with you for a long time. So it pays to spend time considering, planning, and optimizing those actions. Responding too quickly can make you vulnerable to people seeking to take advantage of you. When you're in a state of panic and desperation, that's not a good time to be making decisions. At those moments, when life takes you by surprise, give yourself the opportunity to collect your thoughts. Yes, you're eager to respond, and yet that's all the more reason to respond in the best way possible. The time you take can add much value to your response. Given sufficient time and thought, you could even transform an initial negative occurrence into a net positive result. Unless it's a legitimate emergency, resist the urge to act on your initial impulses. Whenever possible, put the power of time and thought into crafting the most beneficial, effective way forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 on your time. We have reached the high for the day at 27. Winter weather advisory is in full effect till 6 p.m. Sierra, Kelly Rowland, and Lala, they have a full-on conversation of men with cats.
He owns a cat.
I think that a man who has a pet is attractive.
Okay,
a man
who has a cat is attractive. A dog, yeah, but a cat.
A man who's got a cat.
He got a meow.
Does a pet define a person? You being a man, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't care. I've never had a pet until Naomi brought Kingston with her. And he had already spent the night at the house one time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of knew what he was on and what he was doing or whatever. Because I'm not familiar. with a dog, Kingston.
Yeah, what was Kingston on?
He was chilling. He didn't make no noise, wasn't barking, wasn't using the restroom, wasn't doing none of that. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. I might could deal with this. Naomi, you worth the trouble with this little dog that whatever it brings.
Right.
But other than that, I don't care either way. To be honest with you.
Yeah. I do understand what they're saying when it comes to that. If we being stereotypical and all of that, then yeah, I get that. It's kind of like a, you got a cat?
What's wrong with that though? Like,
I just feel like it's different. And I understand their perspective. But
what is their perspective though?
Is that men with cats, it sounded like they're saying men with cats are a little bit softer than men with dogs. If you got a pet lion, they might like it. But if you walking around with a cat, they like looking at you like, mm-mm.
I don't know no man with a cat.
I don't really know many men with cats.
Yeah, me neither.
So there's that. In the other corner, people are going in on former Seattle Seahawks player Trayvon Boykin over these comments he made about Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, I went to his house for Thanksgiving. The weirdest feel like my whole family would talk about me so bad if I didn't fly everybody out there for Thanksgiving.
Maybe he not close to his family.
And maybe he not. But his mama wasn't there. Sisters wasn't there. Still worth it.
Was it just him? Was Sierra? He was with Sierra?
Yeah, so Sierra was there.
So what we talking about?
His family. His newer family. Like, you don't have your regular family. But, of course, the family he's now created was there. And I think Sierra's parents were there, too, he had mentioned. I don't get why the man is mentioning Russell Wilson in this aspect. Like, who goes on a podcast and then says they went to another man's house as a bad thing?
Yeah, don't let Dame Dash find out. But I just... people want to beat up on Russell Wilson. And look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Okay, honesty moment here. I'm guilty. When he was with Denver, when he left Denver.
So it was just a football thing for you?
Of course it was. Mm-hmm. Of course. I think Russell Wilson, I think very highly of him off the football field. Mm-hmm. On the football field, totally different situation. It's a clown show. But off the football field, though, for him to step up... I don't mean to bring the memes in here. You know the meme with the stepfather. Mm-hmm. I'm the father that stepped up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, but it takes, that speaks to a man's character.
Maturity, and
that,
too.
All of that, mm-hmm. D. All of it. So, you know, off the field, I think that he's a great guy. He's doing something that most men, I don't want to say don't have the heart or mind to do it. They don't have, I guess, the foresight or discipline to really lock in and try and help, you know, raise a kid that's not yours. It takes a hell of a man to do that.
Absolutely.
So, and then Lil Future, when he grows up, you already know, you know, that's going to be a tumultuous relationship with him, Big Future, and Russell Wilson.
You're not my dad.
That's exactly the energy that's going to be going on, D.
You're not my dad.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, along with St. James Church, Kansas City, present the 32nd annual Toy and Food Drive. That's going down this Friday, December 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday, December 6th, 9 to 9 at the Walmart Supercenter on 350 Highway in Raytown. Stop by and donate new toys and non-perishable food items to support Harvesters Community Food Network, and they need some help, y'all. And Toys for Tots, go get details or donate online at kprs.com. And D, as you mentioned, the weather right now is a little frightful on this December 1st as some snow has come down. It's not a bunch of snow or nothing like that. No inches or nothing like that. But the crews were out treating the roads.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all, if you checking in right now, you're tapping in at the crib, you might want to leave a little early, at least like 10, 15 minutes early. Y'all know how people be. They act like they can't drive. You got these new booty drivers.
Right, something on the ground. Oh.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, and look, it God forbid, but we already know the reality is of this thing. It's going to be some accidents out there. So just leave a little early to avoid all that so you can go slow, so you ain't got to be speeding, do a little extra 10 miles per hour. Yeah, it's the 55 and you're trying to do a 70 on 435 or 71 or something. Just chill out this morning, y'all.
Yeah, and if you know your tires are bald, don't do that. Slow down.
Boy.
Please slow down. And also, heads up, the city of Kansas City has delayed trash and recycling pickup, of course, ahead of today's storm. And so to ensure safety, all collections will be postponed until Tuesday, tomorrow, December 2nd. Of course, we're expecting 1 inch up to 4 inches of snow throughout today. Check your students' email for virtual learning days. Please make sure you check in with the schools.
Yeah, and keep your money in your pocket, too, because you never know when you need an extra spare tire or something. But I don't know. The money might be sucked out today. Pause, D, because...
Great. That was crazy.
I'm just freestyling right now. Well, it's a couple things. Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I know y'all going to be dropping them dollars on. Mm-hmm. You know, Old Navy been flooding your emails with the joggers and the performance fleece. Mm-hmm. And I know y'all
quarter zips.
Yeah, ain't no work finna get done today, y'all. So along with Missouri sports betting going live.
Ooh,
so now you ain't gotta
travel.
You got
a lot of reasons to spend money.
A little bit. Yeah. Deanna's birthday coming up
in about nine days. I'm just saying, lots of reasons to spend some money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Shout out to all the cousins that's hitting that hustle and shine text line. Shout out to Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. She said, good morning. Drive safe and stay warm, and please remember the teens. Always sending some big love to all of our youth out there. Happy belated 17th birthday to Layla Baker. That was sent over from your daddy. Said he love you. Shout out to my cousin Anita Primer. Sending a shout out to you. Appreciate you as always. Shout out to Rich Harris. We appreciate you so much. And hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Ooh, I felt like that was a long break. I'm not gonna lie. So shout out to all the cousins. Hello. Shout out to all the cousins that had a little bit of time to rest over the weekend.
Yeah, I definitely caught up on some rest.
Yeah, I was knocked out.
Think about catching up on rest is like, I want some more. That's
that's the problem with getting rest. You don't want to get up.
It don't work like that. So, D, there are a couple of school districts closed around the area as they're coming in. Myron, you know, shout out to Boss, man. Appreciate you, man. Mm-hmm. Hope you're feeling good. We know you up making your black coffee. He sent us a couple closings. Cameron, R1. Chillicothe, R2. I think they can hear us up there in Chillicothe. Mm-hmm. East Buchanan, Hamilton, North Platte, Odessa, Wellington, Napoleon, and West Platte. They are all closed today because of the inclement weather. Mm-hmm. And then there are also some school districts with virtual learning today. Blue Springs, Excelsior Springs, District 40, Fort Osage, R1, Grain Valley, Oak Grove. You are all doing virtual learning, so you ain't got to get out in this weather today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you check your students' email for any updates from the school as well. If you did not hear your school being called.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. We have reached the high for the day at 26, but it feels like 16 in KCK. Auntie Patti LaBelle was on the front porch freestyles, which is very viral, similar to the Tiny Desk. And, of course, we respect our elders, but is this the old school version of hooting and hollering?
Patti LaBelle is what, 80 what? 80 something, I think.
Let me see. Yep, around that.
I thought that was pretty damn good for an 80 something year old.
It wasn't like
woman.
She was cracking it or nothing.
Yeah,
like,
she was on key. She was, you know, pitch was right.
She's 81.
I didn't that ain't hooting and hollering to me.
I felt like she's always sang like that though.
Yes.
I don't feel like she's ever like that's how she sounded 10 years ago to me. And probably 20 years ago.
30 years, too.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not like the age is a factor. I think that that's just how, like, she sings.
So who was saying that she was hooting and hollering? Was it Mariah the Scientist or something like that?
No, it was everyday people.
One of these young ladies
in the comments.
Who really don't have a lot of talent at all in the first place? Huh?
It's people. One of them? It's people in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
They said
we need an age check of these.
You
people.
Know what? It's a couple songs, but there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's just how Patti LaBelle is. She sings like that. You got some singers that are low.
You got some singers
got some
that
singers
are soulful too.
Mm-hmm.
Who they're more about passion and evoking emotion out of you instead of really the octaves that they can hit or whatever with their voice. Like Mary J. Blige, people say that she is not the best singer, but her emotion get you into the song, yeah. And that's what counts with a lot of
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right. Now, father-daughter relationships are very important, and Lil Wayne and Reginae sat down, and she talks about how her father, Lil Wayne, has left a lasting impression.
I always say, actually, Dad, you probably are the reason why no man can say they're too busy. Because my dad, no matter what, he gon' text
that's
me
a good
or
one.
Call me or something. Every day. It's no stop. Way that anybody could be too busy because that man is the busiest stop. Man that I know. That's stop. What I love.
Sorry, dog.
Stop.
What's
stop.
Wrong with that?
Are we serious right now?
Are I you hate upset?
It. Yes, I am. I hate it when people goodness. You. Why are you comparing me to your daddy, Lil Wayne, number one?
First of all, that's what people do.
But he has things in place in order to where people help him with this day throughout the day. Me as a regular 9-to-5 blue collar person.
Right, 9-to-5.
You can't hold me to that. No, I have other stuff. I've got more stuff popping than him.
What, Wayne I got 1 a.m. to 1 p.m.
No, he's not. Stop. No, he's not.
So, what do you need people for then?
I got to do podcasts. I got to take care of the kids.
Sounds like
I
excuses, young sir. Mama.
And please, some people are, you are not a high priority on some people's list as you think you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but if you're dating somebody, what she said is absolutely
dating.
Correct.
Dating. You're not my wife, fam.
If you are dating to marry and you are trying to get to that point, that is a red flag for somebody. If they've seen people that are busier than you make
fam,
time for them.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't know
what
that
wrong with
man.
That.
No. I'm busy because I, you know why? You know, this hits
I understand.
A hard, because, bro, I be busy. I literally be doing
stuff. Oh, he clapping,
stuff.
Y'all. He's shaking the table.
Yeah, because I literally be doing stuff from sun up to sundown with no breaks to twiddle my thumbs.
I get it.
So I like people used to say, oh, well, the President Barack Obama, he got time for Michelle and you ain't got no time. No, I don't have no time for you. He got people in order to help him with stuff throughout the day. I'm doing this by myself.
Well, I didn't mean to get B-Shine his blood pressure through the sky, but the father-daughter part is cute that they have that relationship. Aww. That's the part that I like the most.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 G.
Here we go. Another Monday, another conversation with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Mayor Lucas, it's December 1st. Did you put in a sports bet in yet?
Man, I have had Kevin Hart tell me 1,000 different times I need to start betting. You know what? I supported legalization of sports betting. I do hope people are responsible, though. I'm seeing how much money is in this. It's going to get wild. Make sure if this is your habit, you do it responsibly. But no, I ain't got the money. I got kids, man. So I am not placing any bets anytime soon. Yeah. But wish everybody else well.
Well, unfortunately, you can bet on some property crimes happening in KC,
yikes.
Such as burglaries and vehicle thefts. They are still a significant concern for you, Mayor Lucas, and of course, people in KC. Now, KCPD has implemented new strategies to fight this issue, and the city has also allocated funds to increase the presence of off-duty officers in high-crime entertainment districts. But this big, annoying problem still persists. And then us, the citizens of KC, are left with our cars broken into, windows shattered, with seemingly no consequences for the perpetrators. It's like they get off scot-free, it seems like. And to top it all off with insurance, police reports, and other paperwork, it might take months for this issue to be resolved for some people. So, Mayor Lucas, we understand that there is only so much a city can do in these situations, but around this holiday season, what comfort can you give to your Kansas City constituents?
You know, I think there are a few things that we say from the jump. One, that it is getting better. We have seen more police officers be hired. We are seeing more people in the streets. That was an ordinance I introduced a while back, introducing more security to our entertainment districts, our more crowded districts, recognizing that if there aren't enough police, you need to have somebody there and some presence for deterrence. So we are going to try to make sure we do all of this. I've said for years, I got qualms of state control of the police. This is the sort of thing that ends up happening sometimes where it feels like the priorities and the execution are sometimes mismatched. But we will continue to work in the system that we have to be as safe as we possibly can, getting more officers, getting more cameras, getting more lighting, addressing the nuisance businesses. I take a lot of flack from people on that, but part of the thing we have to do is if we have these types of issues and the volume and the numbers that we do, then we need to take every single tool. One person I'll stand up for is our prosecutor in Jackson County, Melissa Johnson. If police write her the charges, she reviews them, she does a good job, and she brings them. if they need to be brought. So we'll continue to try to make sure this community can be as safe as possible for everyone. I'm a citizen, too. I felt frustrated. I was cruising down Troost a little while back, had somebody run out in front of me. I called 911. They say they don't report. You got to walk in the accident, get your insurance. These are challenges. We'll continue to try to work on the customer service at KCPD to get it addressed, and we won't stop pushing them until this community is safer for everyone.
Mayor Q, you represent KC in town and even more so when you're out of town. And I know you'll be traveling to D.C. later on this week. Now, when you're in these meetings with other leaders across the country and you're talking about Kansas City, what's maybe like your go-to line when it comes to bragging on the town and what we have to offer?
I don't even have to brag anymore. It's amazing, right? Everybody believes this city to be larger than it is. So I was in a meeting with the mayors of D.C., Baltimore, Charlotte, I want to say, and a few others. And, somebody said, "Nah, you know, we're not a big city like Kansas City." I was just like, oh, look at us, right? I think here's the thing that we got to remember as Kansas Citians. I love our barbecue. I love our music. I love our culture. But you know what? We aren't just one thing. We're the type of place where people are coming to pursue their dreams, where dreams are growing. I was at Joe Macklin's opening over 13th and Agnes over the weekend, new studio space for performers. A lot of people are believing right now. So I think right now the story in Kansas City is y'all got to believe in yourselves. Believe in yourself. Know that things can keep growing.
Shout out to the district one time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mary Quentin Lucas. You celebrated another record-setting year for the city's growing film industry as the Kansas City Film Office reported an estimated $24.3 million in regional economic impact from productions filmed between January and October of this year. Now, in the last 2 years, KC has attracted more than 15 major productions, including 11 feature films and 3 television series. That momentum continued with the premiere of Hallmark's A Grand Ole Opry Christmas, which aired this past Saturday on the Hallmark Channel. Now, the Kansas City Film Office, housed within your office, Mayor Lucas, was created 8 years ago, and it's paying dividends for the city. What do you see for the future of the film industry in Kansas City, and do you anticipate that this program will keep growing?
I think this program will keep growing. I think that there is a story of Kansas City that speaks to the affordability that we have in terms of bringing a film production here as compared either to Canada or Southern California. I think you have friendly producers and you have a great industry ready for you. This will continue to grow. There's good money to be made. There are great staff and others. I got to talk out my boy Jazz and so many others who are part of a wonderful Kansas City film industry. So we're expecting more growth. And that growth, by the way, means more revenue. People always ask, what's your biggest industry? These days, it isn't the story of just having one. It is how can we grow so many different industry sectors? That's what we're doing right here in KC.
KC is a town, like Rich the Factor says. Mayor Lucas, you got a favorite Rich the Factor song? Is it Wendy Williams or?
Nah, man. I get in trouble when I start playing with my favorite artist and all that. I've learned my lesson this year. I'm going to be quiet. I get everybody mad. I got Sleazy still after me. But
love and appreciate you, man. We'll holler at you next Monday. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing for KC.
All right, y'all. Be safe on these roads. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Age 24 on your time. We have reached the high for the day at 26, but it feels like 18 in Raytown. I feel like we have a running joke, unfortunately, around the town at times when it comes to events and people not putting on enough deodorant.
Oh, no.
Don't come into a place and a function stinking it up. Well, Nick Cannon is sitting down on his podcast and he shares which celebrity has been musty on multiple occasions.
Mm. Lenny Kravitz?
Musty.
I knew it!
Musty. All them abs cannot overdo the must.
Musty.
Wow. That is something that you don't want to put on you. That is something that you literally can't get off of you. Yeah. The stench or the reputation. So it's nothing worse than being... would you rather be dusty or musty? Which one would you rather be? Dusty or Musty?
I'll take Dusty over Musty.
I will too.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
My smell of vision got to be right. My walk by air got to be right at all times.
You can change both of them for sure. But the Musty thing, especially like you're on multiple occasions, like you're on multiple, I don't even know the correct terminology, but you're like, you're an offender now.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Like, that's just what come with you, and nobody wants that. So no. Yeah, please. And then it's that point in time for kids. At a certain age,
oh, no.
That they start to. I remember working with kids,
eight
and that
or nine.
Was. It's something. It's like.
You do that.
What's that? What's going on?
This is a mess.
Little Johnny, you need to call your mama. Go to the nursing station, please.
Please, you need a deodorant with the aluminum in it, man.
You gotta go, little Johnny.
No natural deodorant for you. Man, know your body and know that you need a deodorant with the aluminum in it.
Yeah, please do. I've never been a fan of people. Yeah. You know, shout out to my earthy people out there, you know, want to be one with the earth. Shout
Get
out to you.
Get yourself together.
But, yeah, we don't want to smell you if it ain't.
Preach up.
Foul on the play. Other news, T-Pain was sitting down with Shannon Sharp and was asked if Jay-Z reached out to him to do a Super Bowl halftime show, what would he say?
Hell no.
That's too much pressure. It's too much pressure. It's a great honor.
Yes.
It would be an amazing honor. But you got to think about me trying to squeeze 20 years of absolute hit records.
In 15.
15 minutes.
Yep.
Why you make that face?
Because T-Pain shouldn't be in this conversation. This ain't for him.
You don't think this matches him?
No, I love T-Pain.
Yeah.
Big fan,
absolutely.
No, this is for, like, A1 artists who have...
Give me an artist that you think should do halftime show.
They've been getting them right. Usher, Bruno Mars,
Beyonce.
No,
give me somebody else. Somebody else that you think that would match.
The list is running short, fam.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Is Chris Brown on that list?
Yeah, he ain't on A-list, though.
We know that much.
Yeah, like, even like a Ciara, she's not on the list to do a Super Bowl halftime
I don't think anybody would be checking for... I think these people are great performers, though, and would put on a fantastic show. But I can understand, to your point...
Like a Drake.
It's not a Beyonce.
Yeah.
But they still are great performers.
Of course they are, but it got to be... You gotta grab people from Omaha. You got to grab people from the rural areas.
Okay.
The people who ain't, you know...
I guess.
And your name has to be big enough to touch all places and not just...
One part of the country.
Exactly. We love T-Pain, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we the only person that they should book now, if you're talking somebody that has range, Jacquees. Birthdays.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those optimistic, humorous, and adventurous Sagittarius. We the best.
New birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actress from Girlfriends, Golden Brooks. A happy heavenly birthday to rapper Drakeo the Ruler. Sending birthday love to rapper 24 Hours. A major happy heavenly birthday to comedian, actor, and one of the greats. Happy heavenly birthday to Richard Pryor. A happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer who's released more than 60 albums and sold more than 40 million records. Happy B-Day to Luke Ross. A big happy birthday to actress Zoe Kravitz. And last but not least, sending love to our very own from KCK. Singer, dancer, rapper, actress, and model who can do it all. Happy birthday to Janelle Monáe.
Okay, B, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, CC Lachey, Rashondra Lee, and Mercedes Nirvana. Happy birthday to Lili Ben Lit, Ashley Vinyl, and She Slap. Happy birthday, Shanae LaShun, Michael Lewis, and Ashley R. Williams. Sending birthday love to Dan Black and Tiffany Jones. Plus, happy birthday to Sonny Black and my real cousin, Janae Harvey, and everybody else born on December 1st. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Emily.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay. Be careful on them roads.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad.
Yeah. What's your check engine light looking like on these roads?
It's on fire, too.
Oh, no.
Sound like my car, girl.
Lord have mercy.
I'm doing my best. I'm hanging in there, babe.
Okay, well, we don't want to distract you too much, but we got a shot to hook you up with a $30 Kansas Lotto ticket, and I want you to concentrate on the road, and then also simultaneously finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready. I just want to hold my own.
There we go, Mariah.
Okay.
There you go.
I am no Mariah. I smoke too much.
I don't know. Have you heard Mariah crack a little bit? She, you know, you sound like a
Make
twin.
Make my wish come true.
All right, cousin, you're getting qualified for the $1,000 in cash contest we got coming up. And then also, you're walking away with a $30 Kansas Lottery of Holiday Instant Ticket and a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. You get that money, what would you spend it on?
My kid. As long as they're good, I'm good.
I love that. That's sweet.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
You know it.
That sounds like money, and I need it.